podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, XRPRadio.co.uk in Scotland, RoodRoodRadio.com, That's it. On the beaches of San Diego, California, and buildascene.com/radio right here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania. This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 631. With me tonight, for the second time with a little bit of deja vu, is Aqua D.
Hey, what's going on, party people?
So if you are one of the people, we're up to five, we're gaining. One of the five people tuned in with us live. If you make a comment on the Build the Scene YouTube, First Angel Media YouTube, or Build the Scene's Facebook page, I and Aqua D will be able to see your comments pop up live. If you're on any of the other places, that is a cross-posted video, and we won't see those live. So if you want to comment, make sure you're either on a YouTube or you are on Build the Scene Radio's first or Facebook page. Hey, with that out of the way, it has been a while since I've talked to you, Earl.
Yeah, it has. A couple of years.
Yeah. In fact, I didn't even know that Matt was in the Merrick strain until I contacted you. Which coincidentally is the next three questions in the song guest now. It's Merrick strain.
Oh, there we go. Nice.
So what's been going on?
Not much. We've been, as you can see to my right, your left, this is Shay.
Hello, everybody.
Shay is.
I'm the new Matt.
Well, I would say. Shay is our bass player slash engineer slash producer slash she gets stuff done.
Thank you, Earl.
We like Shay.
Those lights are.
They're very distracting.
This was a birthday party for my family, who knew that I would find this endlessly entertaining. And it's probably one of the best presents I've ever gotten from them.
At first, I'm like, is that just on their screen or is it actually on them? And then I saw it on the wall. I'm like, it's a light.
We're actually producing bioluminescence.
Nice.
That's what you're seeing on the screen.
I'm going to let the officer know he's still outside. He can send somebody to check it out.
You're going to have to cut that
you
down.
You better make sure your grass is cut. Yes. Actually, he was really nice. So looking at your album art, which we can kind of see in the background behind us, I think those are cattails, right?
Speaking of grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little bit of swampy scene. We went for a little, for this new release, we went a little more subdued than what my normal artwork is. I do a lot of like kind of pow, in your face stuff. And for this, I figured since the music was already like very dense and very in your face, we would pull back on the art, and make it a little bit more aesthetically pleasing.
Cool. So I kind of know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What's going on with shows as far as Aqua D goes?
We're on hiatus for now. For those folks who are just listening, I raised my right hand and it's half wrapped. And underneath it either looks like I was attacked by a pit bull, but in truth, I decided to chew gum and walk at the same time. And now I know why 4 out of 5 dentists recommend Trident, because the walking part lost and I came down, broke 3 fingers, and it's been a hell of a process so far, but I'm very determined to get the dexterity back, because I miss playing the bass big time. As soon as that heals up, we're back at it.
That walking thing, I can understand having some issues with it. I don't know if you can see this V scar I have.
Yeah, I was going to ask how your head was doing. Last time we talked, you took a little spill yourself.
Yeah. I did not have gum, though. I had my camera bag and a blizzard.
that's a much better combination.
Well,
upside down.
It's overstimulation of blizzard. And oh, you know what? I'm so bad. I was thinking about the Dairy Queen drinking.
No, that's exactly what it was.
Oh, was the Dairy Queen drink? Yeah. Okay, I'm like, no, wait, maybe he meant snow.
No,
all right,
no.
The DQ drink. Then
I tripped in my driveway. Both my hands were full, and I was trying to save the camera, so I didn't get my hands down, and I went face first into the gravel. My chin hit and then I slammed my forehead down on a big rock. Oof. And it was not pretty. My son had blood on him. My car had blood on him on it. My everything had blood on it. But you know what I did? I went, I took a shower, I slapped a Band-Aid on it, I edited the Pennsylvania Rock Show and went to bed.
That's a man with priorities.
100% true. That's why I have a scar, because I didn't go get it taken care of. I was like, well, I got to make sure that I'm not concussed. I may as well do something.
You didn't want to fall asleep right away. You kept yourself busy.
That's right. Yeah, so apparently don't chew gum and don't carry blizzards.
No.
Yes. The critical lessons of the day for anybody listening.
All right. Important questions. You ready?
Sure.
What is the best pizza you've ever had because you're a musician? So that means it could have been at rehearsal. It could have been on your way to a show, at a show, or on your way home.
Shay's the New Yorker. She gets.
I'm going to offend her. I am definitely going to offend her in a moment.
That's rough. That's rough. Any slice from Brooklyn at this particular point, I'm having some trouble out here in Pittsburgh, just with regards to pizza and bagels. Those are the two powder keg questions for me.
I will also say I've been spoiled by going up and visiting New York that the pizza there is, it's 150 times better.
So here's where I offend Shay. We took a bus tour to the city. Mm-hmm. And I kept telling everybody, listen, while we're there, we're getting a pizza and we're getting hot dogs from a street vendor. First of all, didn't like the hot dogs at all. Second of all, we got pizza in New Jersey.
That's where you went wrong right there. Jersey's kind of like a B on all those things.
Well, see, the problem is when you're on a bus tour, you have to go where they take you.
Yeah.
And, and they have all your meals in their tour plan. So we had to order from the hotel, and we were at a hotel in Jersey, and that's who would deliver.
I'm sorry you had that experience. I promise you it is not representative of the best out there.
I mean, it wasn't terrible pizza. It really wasn't. But the whole time going into it, I'm like, we're getting a pizza in New York, and we got it in New Jersey.
Oh, you were expecting magic. That is terribly disappointing.
Right? Now,
but pizza, you have to be able to fold it over. And if you can't, it's not right. And you've got to have a flour dusting on the bottom. I could go on.
What did the guy say last night? Pizza's like the perfect, like, you got to be able to fold it up and put it in your pocket and save it for later.
I don't know about that part, but yeah, definitely the folding part is critical.
See, I am on, a wood fire pizza kick. I was at Rock for Life this weekend, and there's a food truck called Hot Ash, and they cook it in a wood fired oven in their truck. So that's what I eat Friday and Saturday.
And that sounds good too.
Then
we'll have to remember that. For the next
it's hot ash or hot ash two, same people.
Okay.
And then there's a truck closer to me. You guys are in the Slippery Rock area?
We are in Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville, okay. So in Apollo, which you've probably heard of but probably haven't been there, there is a food truck that's stationary and it's only open during the summer. It's called Route 66 Barbecue and Wood Fired Pizza. They have a good pizza there too. And I'm not just saying that because I do their website. It really is good.
Hey, wait a second.
Listen,
these are some places to try out on our quest for a passable.
I mean, and if you're going there, you may as well drive up the hill in the Vandergriff and go to Domi's, which is my cousin's pizza shop. Also a good pizza. And I do their website too.
We're just plugging all the
pizzas. Joints. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Plug all the pizza joints.
Listen, I could keep going. those would be my top three for you to try though.
All right.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, this is my, maybe I'll be a converted woman after. You never know.
Okay, so this question can be taken a multitude of ways. And when I ask it, feel free to take it whichever way you like. Okay.
Sure. What do you got?
So let's say that there is a catastrophic event and it eliminates almost all the humans on Earth and all but one song from every band. Which Aqua D song is going to survive and help repopulate the Earth?
Oh, this is easy.
We only have one baby making song.
Yeah.
So if you go on that regards, what would you say?
Obviously, it would be. Well, I guess what the name is Thundercats Ho.
That's the same song I would pick too. Yeah, because it's the only song in that vein. There's standing the test of time is one thing, but you said we have to repopulate the Earth. So I don't think any of our other music is particularly conducive in that way.
Yeah, Thundercats is like the only song, and it's like. It's like our funk song. It's like it's straight like P funk, and like Shay's got this sexy ass bass line, and like I rap over it, which is weird, but it's fun.
It plays off interestingly.
So you kind of went two possible ways there. You grabbed the bass line idea and ran with it, but you also caught on to what I was insinuating.
We picked up what you were putting down.
Oh, wink wink.
Yeah,
that's a that good question.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
All right, so now you're standing at the corner at the crossroads and you're waiting for the devil to arrive. What are you selling your soul to him for?
Trick question. I already did.
You're the second person that told me that.
How do you think Aqua D started?
What would be worth selling your soul for? Can I? Nothing is worth selling your soul for. I know that's not a fun answer, but
no, I get that answer a lot as well. Here, I'll reword it for you. What's one thing musically that you are striving to get that you would do almost anything for?
I'll let you take this one.
Me?
You have different goals, yeah.
I don't know, man. Who's the music? I just play instruments and do stuff, and I'm not really trying to achieve anything per se. I'm just kind of doing whatever seems fun. I get an idea and I try to execute it. I guess that's what my answer would be, is if I get an idea in my head, just the technical ability to execute it properly.
I was going to say, for me, if I could stay injury free a hot minute. I just to be creative and productive, without limit, would be my guess. And then, It's up to the listening public, so to speak, if they dig it in a commercial way or if they don't. Not trying to make a living off of this by any means. If it takes off, it takes off, great. If not, as long as, for me anyway, if we're putting out music and I'm pleased with what we've done, it's a day for me. It's a good day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Official Build the Scene question. Who is your Dave Grohl? In other words, what band would you want to join on stage and play one of their originals?
It's so funny you ask the question that way, because I have a thing that Dave Grohl shows up in every rockumentary I like to watch. And if it's not him, it's like degrees of Dave Grohl. So the man,
Josh Homme,
the man is great. The man is great.
That's how this question came about. He shows up in my YouTube's coming up videos all the time. That's where the question came from.
Dave Grohl knows all. He is an omnipresent being.
Well, then he should know that I'm trying to get him on my show and he should quit dodging me.
Dave Grohl is in your jeans, man. He's in your nutty buddies.
Wow. I got so fired up over the mention of Dave Grohl, I forgot what the original question was.
What band do you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their originals?
Ooh. I'd say, even though they don't perform together anymore, I'd say Caius.
I'm going CCR, even though they also do not perform together anymore. But, I mean, it's CCR. That'd be pretty cool.
This young man to my side, he's one of their top, like, half percent of
top
listeners.
Top 0.5% listener on Spotify.
considering how long that band is around and how many, many, many people listen to it, that's obscene. It's downright obsessive and obscene, and you're probably on a watch list.
I'm on a few watch lists.
So
we went off in another direction.
That happens all the time. Usually it's me. If you could go back in time to any musical event in history, where would you go?
Shay?
You don't have something didn't pop in your head?
Oh, yeah, I got something. I just wanted to see what you said first.
You go first. I am thinking.
All right. Woodstock.
So this yeah, question.
Absolutely. I mean, come on now.
This question, I was at a social studies teacher's in service, and one of the high school teachers asked me that question without saying music, and my answer was still Woodstock.
Now, although, are we going Woodstock 69 or 99?
I just watched the documentary on 99, so and while 69, while 69 was a mess, I'm going to 69 because 99 was hell.
Yeah, no, that makes no sense.
That was insane.
In fact, we were just talking about that in Three Questions in a Song a little bit ago about that because it came up when I asked a question and it was Shattered, if you're familiar with that band. And I kind of, funny. Their lead singer, Chris, was like, I just paused it so I could do this interview. And then I started talking about what happens. He's like, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. It was 23 years ago. Yeah. I think we all know the outcome.
I'd probably be more likely to want to go back to like behind the scenes things and album creations and studio time as opposed to like being at a particular festival. But although Woodstock in 69, that's a good answer.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a chance to go further with that. You've seen the movie Almost Famous, right?
Oh yeah. Many times.
Shay?
I've seen it once.
Once, okay. Well, the premise is that kid gets a chance to write for, if you haven't heard it, plug your ears or watched it, plug your ears. The kid gets a chance to freelance an article for Rolling Stone. And if it's any good, they bring him on as a writer and he follows the band around and basically writes a documentary about them, a biography about how bad life was as a musician, I guess. But anyway, if you could follow a band around, and just hang out and you know kind of get a look into their daily life, who would that be?
Also not really an active band, but if I could just follow anybody around and kind of get that
yeah.
You know,
listen, I usually ask a question about a DeLorean with the flux capacitor. It's here, you can use it.
I would go back and follow around and probably still would follow around Alan Parsons.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd follow the project. I'd follow his live stuff. And just because like he's just my when it comes to his production and engineering.
I said a word there. It didn't come out. If you go back and watch the video, my lips moved. I tried to say cool, but nothing came out.
Cool.
That was weird.
Cool. Bill's word of the day. Cool.
Who would you follow around besides CCR?
Oh, I would follow around Matt Pike. I mean, I think everybody who knows me would know that answer, though. I mean, the guy's just amazing. Great guitar player, extraordinary musician. And I mean, he's just all around just general weirdo. I mean, he like goes on fishing trips and builds muscle cars and like he seems like he would be a fun guy to just hang out with.
One day, somebody's going to answer this question. The musician's going to hear it and it's going to happen. And I'm going to be like, that's awesome. But it won't be Dave Grohl because he's been ignoring me for years.
Yes.
About 6 years ago, I almost worked at the studio that Everlong was recorded at, and I probably would have run into him out there, but opted for California instead.
I interviewed Dave Hillis, who did a ton of production and studio work for the Seattle grunge bands. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look him up, he's all over. And I was like, I'm finally going to get my in. And I was like, Dave, can you hook me up with Dave? And he goes, honestly, he goes, we played some of the same places. He goes, but you know, they're from Seattle, but they're not from Seattle. They never played here. I was like, I thought I had it in.
So close.
That I don't remember the episode number on that, but that Dave Hillis interview was a fun one. If you go to the site and search it.
Yeah, we'll have to check it out.
He also looks like a wizard.
A wizard?
A wizard, yeah.
I know, like, you just piqued Earl's interest right there.
Like Gandalf.
I like wizards.
Yeah.
He looks like Gandalf.
That's kind of cool.
That is.
He seems like a fun guy. I would hang out with him.
Him and Matt Pike.
Him and Matt. They're both wizards.
Sounds different, like a psychedelic movie.
Different kinds.
Hey, before we go any further, why don't you tell us about your song Killdozer and we'll take a listen to it.
Okay, yeah. So Killdozer is the first song that Aqua D wrote. This was, what, 2 or 3 years ago, whenever? It was the first song I ever wrote, actually. And obviously it tells the story of you know, Marvin Heemeyer and the Killdozer incident of, was that 2004 over in Colorado? Where this guy just, like, took a bulldozer and, like, you know, put all this concrete armor on it and just went
fortified.
Yeah, just rampage through this town in Colorado. And so I took that song, and actually, you know, spoiler alert, whenever we released the full album, because this was only like a single that we did because we wanted to get something out there. Whenever we release the full album, it's actually a whole concept album. So I'm really excited to get that out there. It's going to be really fun. So, yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a moment. We're going to listen to Killdozer, and we'll be right back with Aqua D. We'll be right back. Yeah, that was Killdozer by Aqua D, who's hanging out with me this evening on episode number 631 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. So as they were just explaining, it is about the Killdozer from Colorado, and it is the first song that Earl wrote. And you can, again, I'll mention it on air this time, you can go ahead and request that by going to buildascene.com/radio. You want to click the library button, and then in the top left corner, there's a little teeny tiny magnifying glass. Click it, and then you can search the bands. It's all local, well, all unsigned and independent music, mostly from the Pittsburgh area. But the Three Questions and a Song and Friendly Fire do also support bands not from Pittsburgh, so there's a little bit of non-Pittsburgh music in there, too.
Just kidding.
How grassroots of you.
That's another cool show, the grassroots show, 97.7 The Rock Station, which is coincidentally, not the grassroots show, is a sponsor of Build a Scene Radio. So thank you for the segue.
Unlike the grassroots on your front lawn that sent the popo over.
No, completely different grassroots.
is that the same grassroots show that does they do like a festival every year up in
The band jam
Cooper's Lake? Yeah.
Yep. Same group of people. I was actually
owns that property. Pretty cool.
Cooper's Lake. I'm not sure, but Utah and Bob Cupp host that, and they were both at Rock for Life this weekend, so I got to talk to both of them.
Very good.
Utah has a couple different business endeavors that are all sponsors of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. The band Jam is one. His band Noble Hops. Of course I'm blanking. Basically, if Utah is involved, it probably sponsored my radio show or radio station. and then there's some other ones like Wolf's Customs, who does custom refinishing of instruments. There is First Angel Media. There's DI Records out of Pittsburgh. I'm trying to do this from memory. My memory is really bad. Now I'm going to cheat and I'm going to pull it up. I mean, what's a little bit of dead air after 8 minutes of me not even being here?
Yeah, nothing about it. You know, we got a few more knock knock jokes, right?
No, don't do that to us again, Bill. But do refer to your index cards over there.
I'm going right to the same place that everybody else should go to right now, buildascene.com/radio. And the sponsors are down the right hand side. Oh, Rattle Clack Entertainment, Endeavor After LLC, Shady Lady Studio, which is Utah, DI Records, Grassroots Show, the Noble Hops Band, The Band Jam, Wolf's Customs, First Angel Media, Mad Clock, and Solunar Records.
Woo! That's a lot of sponsors.
And next year we will have another one, which will be music from the 412, which is going to be a really cool endeavor that I'm actually helping get off the ground. It is basically an online version of MTV, except it's all going to be music from the Pittsburgh area, music videos and shows about the music scene.
That sounds very cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So that one is actually being set up by Rocky from the band The Borstal Boys.
Oh, Rocky Lamondi.
Yep.
Yeah, nice guy. I like him.
He has a cool little studio. If you saw the pictures I posted of Jess that Jess has been posting from God Hates Unicorns, I
saw her and all her clones today, earlier today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was fun.
It looked it.
I went around the next day and took pictures of different walls around the valley. I felt like a private investigator. I was driving around taking pictures from my car. I was like, if I get out, someone is definitely going to call the police. There's a guy taking pictures of my wall. But anyway, there's a picture of her sitting in this like royal blue chair, and there's like a wall partition behind her. It's red. That is actually the studio that Rocky is going to be hosting his show out of for music from the 412.
Oh, very good.
Which is, you'll probably see some more photos from there from me soon.
Yeah.
Because the Borstal boys want me to come and take pictures of them there.
Makes sense.
But, let's see, what other off the wall questions can I ask you guys? Oh, this has been a standard from recent shows. Kiss played on a boat to sharks, and Metallica played in Antarctica. What non-standard venue would you like to play at?
Space, the final frontier.
You know, you fell right into this one. I'm going to have to do it again. You realize what makes sound is the movement of particles in the air.
I was going to say that doesn't work.
I didn't say it was going to be open space.
Okay.
The ISS, man.
There you go. You can do it there.
Can we just keep it to this atmosphere?
Yeah, sure. Okay, what do you got?
MSG. But that doesn't count as non-standard.
That's not non-standard.
That's not non-standard.
That's cheating.
That is, well, it's not cheating. It's just a poor answer.
I mean, we could go to like the Arctic Circle and discover, you know, the gigantic ice wall that's keeping the interdimensional beings out from this dimension, you know, that the government's been hiding for the past 90 years. That would be kind of cool.
We can go to Siberia. It's a good scene out there.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. I would love to play in sub-zero temperatures. Great.
Well, I mean, you just did to Antarctica.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're just going to the other end.
Yeah, you know.
You can be in a different Arctic Circle.
We're just going to fight frost giants with our music. I mean, that would be like the epitome, the apogee of our career is defeating frost giants with stoner music.
It sounds like a music video concept right there.
If Red Fang didn't steal it already.
Oh, it's not even original? My goodness.
I'm saying if Red Fang's listening, this is our idea. You can't have it.
Oh, okay. All right. It does sound like something they would do, though.
I might know a few people could help you with that video thing.
Absolutely.
I think you might know the same people. I'm going to tell you a story that happened to Rock for Life this weekend, and I keep bringing Rock for Life up because I was just there.
You were just there. Yeah, go for makes it. Sense. Understandable.
So I've been to that concert series, to that specific concert in that series. I can't remember if I skipped the first two or first three, but there have been 23 of them. I've either been to 19 or 20 of them. So I think the coolest thing I've ever seen happen in that field happened this past show. And unfortunately, it was because a band had to drop because their bass player was sick. But the band Big House Pete played at 10 o'clock, and they were asked to fill the 11 o'clock slot also, so they had 2 hours instead of 1 hour. And the guitarist from Scale, who was supposed to play at 11, joined them on stage. Now, Paul Peterson from Big House Pete is, he went to famous music school. I can't think of the name of it right now. But
Berkeley?
Yes, Berkeley. Hey, phenomenal Berkeley. Guitar player. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. Writes some hilarious lyrics. So he's up on stage, and Mike Pallone from Skell, who often wins the best guitarist in Pittsburgh when you see those awards from the different websites. So now they're both on stage at the same time. And at one point, Paul realized, you know, and I'm going to speak for him here a moment, but realized that he was on stage with someone that was, you know, comparable to his ability. And they actually started like leading each other. Like Paul would play something and be like, okay, Mikey, it's your turn. And Mikey would take it and turn it into metal, but you could tell it was the same thing. It was so cool.
That's always fun. That's always great. Stuff like that is just
Either
it makes for a great time.
Yeah, it either drives like, you know, for cooperation like that, or it can be a disaster.
Or it turns into just like a noodle off.
Yeah, no.
Both are equally fun.
No. Well, yeah, I guess so. Kinda.
Well, I'll give you a little insight into what happened. When I went to edit my photos, I normally take a bunch of photos of each band because it's hit and miss when you have the lights going. And so I actually put out some photos of Big House Pete that I normally wouldn't because I stopped taking pictures. I couldn't take I was like, this is so awesome. And then I was like, oh, I'm supposed to be doing something.
You're that engrossed. Yeah. That's always a cool thing to see like, you know, people at a comparable mastery in an instrument like that, you know, showcasing it. It's a beautiful experience.
And Big House Pete's other guitarist, Eddie, is really good. And he was standing there just grinning ear to ear watching it. It was great. And then they would play something like, okay, Eddie, one more try for you. And you're like, I'm sorry, Eddie.
You know, a little bit before I busted my hand, we went out to Anaheim to NAMM 2022. And it was refreshing to be in that large of just a musical community where this is what everybody breathes, eats, drinks, sleeps. And just to see the showmanship at that level, it was definitely humbling.
Yes.
You know, this one, like, you know, momentarily shy to pick up some drumsticks and play because it was just like everybody there was just at a level, you know?
Oh yeah. Little old me from, you know, the middle of nowhere, just like we there's this gigantic convention center and everybody who's everybody's there. And it was one of those experiences. I mean, it's same thing. I wish we had taken more pictures, but there was just so much there and just so many different amazing things that your brain can't process all of it.
I have tons of pictures sitting on the SD card. I gotta sit down and take care of it. I got some nice pictures of you and Sugarfoot.
Oh yeah, Sugarfoot. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He's cool dude. Yeah.
Hey, last two questions for you guys. Oops. Hopefully actually, I asked one of my ending questions already. Sort of. So one more question. Where can you guys be found online so everybody can go check you out?
Well, we can be found online. Facebook is, you know, we can be found on Facebook as Aqua D or Aqua Dementia, the Aqua Dementia Variety Halftime Show. I see the link just popped up on the bottom, so that's cool. Thank
that
you.
That is, I think that's the longest that banner has ever been.
We're still like listed as a crematorium or something in terms of
crematorium it's funeral service. That.
We can be found on Instagram at, what is it, Aqua D Vision. We are on Bandcamp just under Aqua Hyphen D. We have Aqua D TikTok, which is, I think it's just Aqua D Official.
Spotify.
Yeah, we're on Spotify, Aqua Hyphen D. We got Bandcamp. What else?
Do you have a link tree?
We do have a link tree. It's just, again, it's just link tree, Aqua Hyphen D. I think I sent it in the, little linky dink that I sent you earlier. So
we already covered it. I didn't really get to that today.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So there is a link tree in there. Feel free to post it wherever you want. Because
is that it?
Yeah, that one right there.
That would be it. Yeah.
Hey, look. Hey, kids, watch the TV closer.
So linktree.com/aqua-d.
Yeah, and you can find all of our stuff there. You know, we got merch. We got these cool trucker hats, which for those of you watching the video, I actually have. This one's a little dirty because I wear it to work. But so we got trucker hats, we got shirts, we got stickers. We don't have any physical music yet, but again, Spotify, we're in a streaming age.
The physical will come with the full album, but
yeah. What else can we schlep?
Sometimes you threaten to sell locks of your hair and stuff.
If anybody wants to like ride a you know, I don't know what do they call them anymore? They renamed the Port Authority buses, so I don't even know what we call them.
I don't either.
So if you want to take a bus ride with me, it's you can just Venmo me like I don't know, what do you say, like $1.20 or like not $1.25, but $125.
Yeah, I was gonna say, man, you're a cheap
guy. Yeah. So if you want to Venmo me, we'll take a nice bus ride together. That'd be kind of cool. You know, we can put my Venmo up on the screen there.
I mean, I can. Is it?
No, don't do that.
But yeah, but I guess actually, since you just plugged all our websites, so yeah, it takes a minute to catch on. But we did officially shorten the name of the band, so now it is Aqua D.
Yes.
It was Aqua Dementia previously, and because that is a Mastodon song, some folks just kind of assumed we were a Mastodon tribute band.
Yeah, we're not good enough to be a Mastodon tribute band.
it's just not the songs we play, yeah. Although we're fans, but Aqua D also rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like hip. It's, you know, it's snappy. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Yeah. Aqua D. It's cool.
What? I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight. I'm going to go back and watch that and see what you did.
There's a lot of vaudeville. We did a vaudeville act while you were gone.
All right, there's no Henny Youngman on there. Don't worry.
With that said, this has been episode number 631 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Make sure to check us out on each and every Friday at buildascene.com. If you have a podcast, you'll see there's a bunch of them listed. If you click on the Pennsylvania Rock Show's episodes, it also lists all the radio station times. What you're going to hear now is some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. We hear John the American Hill Jack Lane talk about subscribing and leaving comments. You'll know that the show has ended. If you're on one of those stations, make sure you stay tuned in there. Mega Rock Radio, you're going to hear a mix of unsigned and signed music. All the other places, you're going to hear all unsigned and independent musicians. And you never know, you might find your next favorite band.
Heck yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks,
you're
Bill.
Welcome.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.